Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, how are we all? Hope we are having a fantastic week so far. And we are in spring. It is officially spring now. We're 2 days into spring. How good does that feel? Hopefully the weather's going to get the memo and it's going to start to get lighter and brighter. It's still pretty dull as I look outside my window right now whilst recording. But yay to spring. It definitely feels more positive. I mean, summer's on the way and yeah, all things that are good. So yeah, hope you're all well and having a good week so far. My week is going well, pretty standard week in the life of Hannah Bright Wellness, but all good things. And actually today marks 3 weeks until my hen do. So in 3 weeks' time, I will be on the plane to a destination which I do not know yet. All I know is that I'm flying somewhere from Gatwick with my favourite girlies and it's going to be amazing. But yeah, I don't know anything else. So I know that it's going to be kind of 20, 24 degrees. And it's about 3-4 hours away, I think, unless they've told me all this to put me off the scent. So yeah, that's super exciting. And I'm getting myself ready with getting my cute little hen do outfits. And yeah, super, super exciting. And then when I get back, it's like 8 weeks until the wedding. Ah, it's mad. 8 weeks until I'm a wife. And until this day that we've been planning for a very long time actually is here. So yeah, very exciting. But yes, let's get stuck into this week's episode. Oh, and a reminder, if you haven't watched last week's episode, it's quite a good one, if I may say so myself. And I had quite a lot of feedback from people saying they really found it interesting and helpful. So it's kind of comparing whether it's important to do weights or like resistance training or cardio. Is one better than the other? Why is one better than the other? So yeah, go and take a listen to that one now. Last week's episode on weights or cardio before you listen to this week's episode, which is about the best nutrition to create a toned, lean physique, which a lot of us want to create. So what is the optimal nutrition to create this? So obviously, everyone can differ. As females, we can differ. We might need different foods to help balance our hormones. I know that everyone's dietary needs are different, et cetera, et cetera. But this is like the basics of what we all want to be doing to help to build lean muscle. So nice, lean, toned muscle, not Arnie or Hench or anything like that. And to lose the unwanted body fat so we get that lovely toned look. So there's various parts to the puzzle, and there it's not like I'm going to say do this specific diet and it will happen. I always promote a whole foods diet and not excluding any food groups. I'm not going to tell you to cut carbs, only eat fats, only eat during certain times of the day. I want you to enjoy a whole balanced diet without restriction. And these are kind of a few protocols to be able to do that and build the lean muscle. So we all know that protein is the building block for this lean muscle that we want to build. We want to build muscle and shred fat to look toned. So you need to make sure that you're getting enough protein to build the muscle and to repair the muscles as well. Because when we go to the gym and do weight training, we are tearing muscle fibers, and the tearing and repairing process builds the muscle. So we're trying to tear and repair, and we need protein to do that. So you want to be having, ideally high quality protein sources. Obviously, if you can have organic, great. But, I know it's a lot more expensive to have that. But so that's the easiest ones are like lean meats. So you've got your steak or poultry, chicken, turkey, even things like, you want to try and have whole foods and less processed as much as possible. Fish and seafood is great. Prawns, oysters, scallops are my favorite. Mussels are really good. But then obviously your white fish and salmon is amazing because it's healthy fats as well. It's an oily fish. I have quite a lot of tuna because it's easy, it's cheap. Eggs are a really good source of protein. Egg whites mainly, but the whole egg as well. So omelets, hard-boiled eggs, egg sandwiches, eggs on toast, eggs in your salad, and dairy products. But you have to be careful with dairy because obviously it can be quite high fat if you're going for like cheeses. So it can be quite calorie dense. But cottage cheese is a great source of protein. And then Greek yogurt or plain yogurt is really, really good. And there's obviously all the kind of protein yogurts out there as well, but it doesn't need to be protein. A Greek yogurt is really high in protein. And then plant-based protein sources like soy is really good. And soy yogurt is a great alternative if you don't eat dairy. And things like beans, legumes, tofu, tempeh, all these kind of things, quinoa, all high protein foods. So getting as much protein into your diet as possible. So I would always focus your three main meals of the day around protein and then bulking them out with vegetables and the rest of it. So protein sources should be the number one thing to building lean muscle. And, you know, there's a range of, you know, the optimal protein, 1.8 to kind of 2.53 grams of protein per kilo of body weight. But I'd say, like, if you just want one figure, aim for 2 grams of protein per 1 kg of body weight. So if you're 60 kgs, you want to be aiming for 120 grams of protein a day. All right. And you want to be aiming for about 30 grams in each meal. And then you've got the bulk of your protein for the day and then a few snacks and you'll hit it. So 2 grams of protein per kg of body weight is a good goal. That's like, that's a good amount to be aiming for. But anywhere from 1.8 to 2.5 is good. So that's the number one. And then to be able to have the energy to do the workouts and to build the muscle, we need to be making sure that we are getting complex carbohydrates in for energy. So that is things like your vegetables, your fruit, your whole grains, your whole foods. So complex carbohydrates that are slow release that will give you energy throughout the day, throughout workouts, and also replenish your glycogen stores, which are in the muscles, which need replenishing as well. Because if we don't replenish them, then your body's going to start using protein stores for energy. And we don't want our body using our protein. We need that to build the muscle. So good quality, high protein, less ultra processed protein as possible. Less ultra processed carbohydrates as possible. Because they can give you like a boost of energy. It's probably going to be high sugar, but then you're going to get that big crash as well. And we don't want that. We want more sustained energy throughout the day. So complex carbs, mainly from whole grains, vegetables, and fruit. And then obviously healthy fats are super important as well. But I won't go into too much detail about this at the moment because it's less important for building lean muscle. And obviously that's what this topic is about. But it's really important, especially as females, to support hormone production and balancing our hormones. So yeah, that's super important. Healthy fats, and that's things like obviously avocados, nuts, seeds, oils, oily fish, things like that. And then obviously to have a lean physique, we need to be in a bit of a calorie deficit. So you need to make sure that you're not over consuming calories. So one really good way to manage your hunger and not to overconsume is having a high protein diet, because protein keeps us feeling fuller for longer. So we won't want to be grabbing snacks so much because we're actually quite satisfied. And also lots of whole foods and lots of veggies and fruit and salad, piling our plates full of these things, which are great for us, but also really low calories. So you can have a whole massive plate of vegetables or salad or fruits, but like berries and apples and oranges for very minimal calorie intake, which will keep you really full for long. So that is super important as well. And then it's just making sure that we're drinking enough water. It's such a simple one, but I bet a lot of you listening are like, oh, I don't drink enough water. You want to be drinking at least 2.5 liters of water a day, because we are made up of 60%, is it 60 or 70%? Between 60 and 70% of water. So therefore we need to be making sure we are getting enough of that. And obviously it's great for energy. It's great for keeping you energized throughout workouts. It's just super important for digestion, nutrition, absorption, and muscle function, and everything that the human body needs to be doing. So make sure you're drinking 2.5 liters of water a day or more. And I drink water with sugar-free squash a lot of the time because it means I just drink so much more. If I'm drinking plain water, I don't enjoy it. And herbal teas and things are okay as well, but we want to be focusing on water mainly. And then the herbal teas and other drinks that are kind of water-based are an addition. All right. So yeah, just to recap. So the important things to make sure that you're doing if you want to have optimal nutrition for a lean tone physique is to be getting enough protein. So 2 grams of protein per 1 kilogram of body weight, ideally. And that's from all of your lean protein sources. There's, you know, meat-based sources, plant-based sources, there's vegetable sources. So there's lots of sources of protein. And we want to be making sure that every meal is focused around protein. And then we want to be making sure that we're getting in good quality complex carbohydrates for energy and for restoring energy in muscles. So making sure that that's not processed, but it's your vegetables, your fruit, your whole grains. We want to be making sure that we are getting healthy fats as well, but not in too much volume because healthy fats are high calorie. And obviously we want to stay lean. So we want to keep our calories in a deficit or at maintenance. We don't want to be over consuming on the healthy fats, but that's things like your avocado, nuts, seeds, olive oil, oily fish, etc. Being in a calorie deficit if you need to lean down, or at maintenance if you want to maintain your physique. And that can be created by having high protein whole food meals. Meals that are full of vegetables, full of fruit, really high protein that will keep you feeling fuller and you're less inclined to snack. And then lastly, it's the water. We need to be making sure that we're getting in plenty of hydration and water into our bodies. And don't underestimate it. Don't think, oh yeah, whatever. Because it's so important and it's so easy. Just drink more water. All right. But yeah, they are the basics. If you want to talk about any more of that in detail, then, you know, I'm always here to chat. So send me an email or send me a message on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness and I will get straight back to you. But yeah, they're the basics for you on how to create a lean toned physique and the nutrition to support that as best as we can. All right. That's all from me today, guys. Have a fantastic weekend, and I will look forward to catching up with you all next week on the next pod. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.